Well, the New York-based Human Rights Watch says the armed gangs in Syria are carrying out serious human rights abuses. Now, it says the armed gangs are kidnapping, torturing, and executing people, including Syrian security forces and government supporters. Now, the watchdog says that it has documented cases of such human rights abuses. It's urged an end to the abuses under any circumstances. Meanwhile, fresh clashes have broken out between the Syrian army and armed groups in two neighborhoods of the western city of Homs. Syria has been gripped by a year-long deadly unrest, which it blames on foreign-backed armed gangs. Well, let's switch over to Washington. Joined by Sayed Ali Wasif from the Society for International Reforms and Research. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, let's look at this latest situation in Syria, where now HRW, Human Rights Watch, is admitting and condemning the situation in Syria and actually blaming the gangs. How significant is this?
Very significant. At last, they have realized that they have been committing a big blunder for not quoting and for not reporting the correct ground realities and the situation there in Syria. I have been, and not just me, people like me who know the realities of those gangs and those gangsters supported by Saudi Arabia, supported by the United States, Israel, France, and Britain, and supported by the Salafi ideology. Those are the gangsters whom, towards whom I have been pinpointing in my previous discussions, not on just on this channel, but on other channels as well. And I've been lecturing, I've been telling the people that the real situation mainly is the creation of those Salafis, of those Saudi terrorists backed by and financed by Saudi Arabia and trained by British and French forces there, who are trying to disrupt the peace of Syria, disrupt the system of Syria, and they are trying to have a covert Salafi government there which would favor Israel, which would favor the American policies in that region, which would consolidate the Saudi influence there, which would disrupt the Lebanese peace there, which would disrupt the Iraqi peace there. So it's basically a multi-pronged attack through those armed gangs. And thanks a lot, alas, at last, those Human Rights Watch and other organizations have realized that they have committed a blunder. And the real culprits behind the situation, behind destabilizing the secular regime of Assad, is mainly a support, a tacit support for Israel. And they have been engaging in terrorist acts which are contradictory to international legal norms and international humanitarian norms, international human rights norms. So I think it's high time that Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International as well, both of these organizations, since they have international presence, they must report these atrocities by these gangsters and terrorists to the Human Rights Council with the United Nations.
Well, Sayed Wasif, do you think that we'll be seeing a retreat from these Salafists that are being supported by some Western governments now that we have an international organization like Human Rights Watch admitting that it is actually armed gangs that are doing the majority of the violence in that country? Do you think, one, that it's a sign that the Assad government has been successful in combating those gangs to a certain degree, that they're admitting this international organizations? And two, will it mean a retreat at all from these gangs in as far as what they're doing in Syria?
Never, never. Until they are wiped off from the streets of Syria, they will come again and again and again. This is the Salafi germ which should be wiped off. So I don't think so. The second thing is, you know, those Human Rights Watch people and, of course, Amnesty International is lagging behind in this endeavor to pinpoint the real culprits before the international community. So I hope that they will one day acknowledge the fact that it is not the Syrian president. It is, on the contrary, the terrorists, the Salafi terrorists, and the Syrian opposition, which is being backed by Mossad and by Western intelligence agencies and funded by Saudi Arabia, to have a covert operation there, to have a covert government there, which would ultimately support the Israeli regime and disrupt the peace of that region.
Okay.
So it is the second aim of that is
I'm out of time, but I thank you for being with us. Thank you so much from the Society for International Reforms and Research. Say it, Ali Wassef.